James Bond, my car thing.
Thank you for calling in today to Eagle Moss. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Well, you guys shipped me out the wrong part again. I had a wrong part that broke in the deal. It was broken on the deal, the last thing that you sent me.
I got the car
that, you know, shoots up out of the car. I got the James Bond 007 DB5 that I'm building.
And okay, what was wrong with the second one they sent you?
Well, you guys sent me the number 10 thing for the spring that shoots the seat out, I guess, and that's not the part I need. I need the two black pieces that I guess hold the seat that shoot the seat out. That's
okay.
The two black pieces. One of those were broken.
Okay, that was the first time or the second time it was broken?
That was the first time.
Okay, so the second time they sent you the wrong issue.
Yes, they sent me the wrong part. They sent me number 10 on 007, and it's not much. That's the wrong part.
Okay, what's the phone numbers associated to your order?
Well, I got a new phone number now, so I'll give you my account number. So hang on.
Okay, what's the account number?
Okay, let me find it here. Order detail, order number, customer number is 3356605001.
Okay, that was fast. You said 3356-6500 and then 001?
It's 3356-6050-001.
6050, okay. 6050.
And Ronald Sperling should be on there.
Still not coming up.
Okay, that's my customer number. Well, it's my account was shut down for the last couple of months because I got problems with my finances, so I couldn't pay for it. But that's okay. We're going to restart that too. But right now, I got to get the right part sent to me.
Okay, what's the name on the account?
Ronald Sperling.
Sperling.
That's correct. At P.O. Box 175.
Hold on just a second. I got to get the order up first.
Okay.
P.O. Box 175, is that what you were saying?
Yes, in Coquille,
okay.
Oregon.
All right, you canceled this account?
No, I didn't cancel it. I just had it put off for a couple of months, that's all.
Okay, hold on just a second. Hold on just a minute. You won't let me return.
This next month, I want you to start up and send me my next kit this next month. For the $50, whatever it is, $53 is what you've been charging me.
Okay. That's not the issue. The system won't let me pull it up. I'm going to have to close it down and then come back into it. It's just
Sorry?
The system. Okay, finally, I got it out. Okay, I had to back it out. Hold on just a second.
Did you find the part I'm talking about?
No, sir. Okay. You're rushing me. I need you to hold on, Mr. Sperling.
Yeah,
I have to get the system up first, then I have to get your account up. You're asking me questions. I don't have your account up yet.
Well, I'll give you the account number again if you want.
No, I have it.
Oh, okay.
It's just the system. I was trying to tell you that wasn't the issue. The system was locked up or something. I had to bag out and come back in. It would not let me click on anything.
No.
It was
no
just
problem.
Ringing. And you said your address is P.O. Box 175. I heard that. What's your email address?
Ronald9@AOL.com.
Jesus. Okay, hold on. Yes, it's suspended. Hold on just a second. Regular account. It's suspended to 531. You want to suspend it longer or you want to keep that date?
I want to keep it.
Okay, now, so let's go to it, and it's your DB5. Now, the person that you were talking to, sometimes the customers tell them the wrong issue. So let me look at your reship.
Yeah, I don't have the catalog in front of me now, but I had the catalog in front of me and everybody trying to explain what part
it's
it was.
Not, yeah, it's not the based on the catalog. Do you have a SKU number? Do you have, like, the invoice?
I have the invoice, yes.
Yeah, okay. I need you to be looking at that.
Build up 5 issue 10 is what they sent me, and that's not the right part.
Yeah. We go by the, when we say issue, we go by the the parts that you're talking about. So they might have sent you issue 9, 10, 11. And the book might say something else. Go ahead.
I don't have the book in front of me. I can get the book out if you want me to
put the phone down for a minute. Let's go back. When did you get this shipment that you're talking about, the parts for Mr.
This is a couple of weeks ago now, because I've been real busy. I haven't had a chance to call back on it to tell about it being the wrong part.
See, that's how I know that you told her the wrong issue. Issue 10 was given out last year in 2020. The items that you just got are issue 35 through 38.
Yeah.
That's why she sent you the wrong one, because you told her the wrong issue.
I tried to explain to her the catalog in front of me what part it was. She said, okay, I know what part it is, and then she sent me the wrong part.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a while, and the customers seem to think that the issue is in the book by issue number like that. That's not how it goes. Just got this from 323. So your issue numbers are 35 through 38, not 10. She went back. She should have asked you more questions. So the reason I asked you that you have the SKU number is because I need you to look for something that goes DB5 UK and then the number for the parts that you're missing.
Let me get the catalog out. Hang on.
Okay. You need the invoice.
Just a minute. I don't have the invoice for the part that I got that time. I just got the part in the catalog that shows that part. That's all.
Okay. Well, I need to know. I can't send it to you till I need you to find that invoice and look for the SKU number. It's going to be DB5 UK, and then it's going to have like 0, 35, 36, or 37, or 38. I need to know which one you need. We don't see it as separate like that. We only see it as one issue. So find out which issue that item was in, because you had to go back to 10. 10 is the beginning. It was probably the third shipment you had.
No, this is, I've had many shipments. This is not
the
third.
Exactly. She went back to 10 and gave it to you.
Yeah, she gave me the wrong part.
Yeah. Because you said issue 10. That's not how we see it.
That's what it says on it. It's through 10. It says number 10 in the package, I mean.
No, you said that. I know. You're not the first customer that thinks that. It's different for us. So she didn't ask a bunch of questions. That's why I have to go through detail. You said it was the latest order. You just got an order from 326. The 326 shipment has 35, 36, 37, and 38. I need to know which one of those is the one.
Okay. I don't have the invoice. I got the catalog is all I got. I'm trying to find the part in the catalog here. So hang on a minute. Catalogs here. I've had so many parts shipped to me here. I just left this. Where is it? Where's the dang part? I got it in here.
What you can do is you can look for the DB5 UK and then the number. It's going to be either 035 through 038.
Just a moment. Let me find it here. Hang on a second. I'm trying to find the daggum catalog now. It's about the teeth that dejects is what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And the parts that
I just need to know which one it is, and I click on it.
Just a moment. Let me see if I can find it. I can find it in the
delivered,
same catalog.
Damaged or broken. If not, I'll send all four of them. But I'm off in about a minute, so I need you to. I can't stay on here with you while you go through that. You're going to have to probably find it and call back.
Well, no, just hang on a minute. I've got the catalogs, are just the damn many catalogs I got here. I can't figure out which is which.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to have to figure it out and call back. Their call lines is not that busy right now, so you should be able to get right into somebody.
You're the only one that seems to know what I'm talking about.
And that's what everybody's saying. What I'm going to do is I'll just send them, because I can't see individually. Like the items you're talking about, I don't see any of that. I just see issue 35, 36, 37, 38. It would be helpful if they had each item under that in like a subcategory. I would know which one you're talking about. I could help. But I have no idea.
I'll give you a better idea. Here it is right here. I found it.
Okay.
It's called ejection seat. Well, this says wire. No, oh, here it is. Trigger housing, it's called.
Okay. What issue is it under? 35, 36, 37, or 38?
I don't know. I don't have. Wait a minute. Let me see if I here. Wait a minute. I found the parts here. Let me see if I can find it. 37, 38, or what did you say?
Yeah, it's 35 through 38.
Where's that number at? What do you got? Where's that number you're talking about at?
Who?
Issue number. Where's the issue number?
Yeah, it's gonna be issue. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's gonna say issue.
Issue. Order number, invoice date, number, amount due. No. That's what is that one? What's wrong? I don't know what that is. Okay, hang on a minute. I'm trying to find the. I got the invoices here. This says.
Okay, I'm gonna send you all of them. Okay.
Yeah.
We just send you all four of them again.
All four of what?
All four of the issues. All right. Anything else?
No, I just need those two black pieces that I told you it was.
All right, well, it's all four of them. All right, well, enjoy your bill. Thanks for calling in the Eagle Moss.
Before you go, there's only two of those that you're talking about. There's not four of them. So hang on a second.
They sent you four issues, sir. They sent you 35, 36, 37, and 38.
Right here it says 034B, 38B, 33B. That's got the springs inside of
it. Yeah, that's not what I see. I keep telling you that's not what I see. All I see is your issues, 35, 36, 37, and 38.
Wait a minute. Let me find the part again.
Okay, well, I've already reshipped them. You don't have to find anything.
Well, it says right here, it's called the trigger housing is what it's called. It's two black pieces of plastic. Okay?
All right, well, either way, you got the correct one because that's the last thing they shipped to you, was in 323. So she sent you the 10 because you told her issue 10.
No, I didn't tell her issue 10. That's what she sent me.
Well, that's what you told me when I answered. That's what I was telling you. Issue 10 was way back at the beginning. It probably was the third shipment you got. All right?
Well,
you just enjoy your items. They're coming to you. You can call and check next week to see when they're shipped out. All right? Thanks for calling in.
Okay, but let me ask you. You know what I'm talking about? The trigger housing?
Yes. No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. We don't see any of that. You said it was the last shipment you got. That was the last shipment you got was 35 through 38.
Well, it wasn't the last shipment. Well, it might have been. Well, hang on. Either shipment before last. I don't know.
That's what I told you. You're going to have to look that up and call back because I've been off for about 2 minutes.
I've got the catalog here. It says the parts right here, and it says trigger housing. It's the two black pieces, and it's got a spring in the middle of it.
Okay, sir. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, I'm looking at your account. All we see is, I still don't know. You can tell me 100 times. All we see here is 35 through 38. It says issue. It doesn't tell me anything that's under each issue. You're going to have to look up the SKU number, which is the best way to do that. Because I'm looking at the SKU number. I told you it's going to start with DB5 UK.
If it doesn't tell me what the number is, then it ain't going to tell you.
It should be on that. It should be on the invoice that you got the items in.
Okay, let me see. Do you remember what date that was? The last one? Do you remember what the last date was?
The last what, sir? It was 3/23.
3/23. Let me look. Mm-hmm. There's 11/6. 11/6. Let me see. This was 8/7, so that's not it. Hang on.
I'm going to let someone else help you because I'm already off. So I'm going to send you to somebody else. Hold on just a second.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
okay.
Welcome. Because I tell them I already sent you 35 through 38. I reshipped that.
Well, I don't know if those are the right parts, but we'll see. There's three what? March 26th. What is it?
Okay. All right. Hold on just a second.
Trying to find out what the one is. It says, it doesn't say it on all of them like that. So it's going to say this one is, an order date is 122/2021. That's what I'm looking for, 21. That's the ones I'm looking for, I think, 21s. There's only a couple of months in here. So there's one of them right there. Let's see what I got here. 21. That's 20. 20. That's just in there. 20. What's in there? Here's this one. 20. 20. Mm-hmm. 720, what's this one? 21. I've only got 120. Wait a minute, there's some more up here with this. And so that's not one. That's like a mistake. Only one I got that says, 21-1. This is January 22nd. Yeah, that's not the one I'm looking for. January 22nd.
Okay, sir, Mr. Sperling, you need to find that part that you're talking about. It's going to be on your invoice, whatever invoice they sent to you, and you need to call back in and tell them it's going to have a SKU number on it. And it's going to start with, what did I have on here? I didn't
the, problem is it doesn't tell me what the part is on these things. Don't you have anybody that can tell me about the catalog, what they want?
Okay, hold on just a second. All right, I'm going to send you the escalation of the supervisor to help you. Because they just know it's not issue 10. The last one you received, you should be in the 30s. The one before that was January.
Well,
so that's
January.
The invoice you need to find. Okay, you need to find that invoice. Or either call back when you find it is what my supervisor just told me, okay?
I just had the January one.
All right, well, I'm going to transfer you over to escalation. Thanks for calling me.
Okay, thank you.